Hi there. The word for you today is on post-traumatic growth. In Genesis 50 verse 20, Joseph says God intended it all for good. Rising to a challenge reveals hidden abilities within you that otherwise would have remained dormant. Just as you find out what's inside a tube of toothpaste when it gets squeezed, adversity actually reveals what you're made of. Sometimes we say, I could never go through what that person went through. I would just die. Then you go through it, and guess what? Your heart keeps beating. Your world goes on. You don't know what you're capable of until you have to cope. Wise people have always understood the connection between suffering and growth. A well-known Chinese sage put it this way. When heaven is about to confer a great responsibility on any man, it will place obstacles in the path of his deeds so as to stimulate his mind, harden his nature, and improve him wherever he's incompetent. God could have let Abraham stay in the comfort of Ur, his home, or let Moses stay in the splendor of Pharaoh's courts. He could have kept Daniel out of the lion's den, Nehemiah out of captivity, Jonah out of the whale, John the Baptist away from Herod, Esther from being threatened, Jeremiah from being rejected, and Paul from being shipwrecked. But he didn't. In fact, God used each of these trials to bring them closer to himself and to produce perseverance, character, and hope. It's said the school of hard knocks produces the greatest scholars. Well, guess who the teacher in that school is? Answer, adversity. You either face it with God or without him. And those without God are watching you. Look, when those around you see your faith sustaining you and God bringing you through it, they'll get interested in what you have to say. And not before.